Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of So Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Hi, and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. I'm your co-host, Jeannie Rice. Today's Monday, May the 6th. And we welcome you to our show, coming up on Mother's Day this coming weekend. Well, we finished up in, where were we? Woodstock, Illinois. I had an awesome time. Wonderful people there. Everybody was really high energy and really right on and putting the tools to work. So we were excited to be there all week with Dr. Tim. And now we've got a week or two off. We're going to be visiting some family, taking some downtime, and then we're going to be heading to Lansing, Michigan, where we're going to be with Rex. And we're looking forward to that. So our call-in number is 646-200-4169. Press 1, and that puts you in queue to talk to us. We would love to hear your comments and your questions, because that makes this your show. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you, sweetheart. Delight to be here. The waitress just served me some food, and as I started the show saying to my wife, thank you, sweetheart, I really wasn't saying that to you. Oh, what fun. So as the waitress walked away, I said, thank you, sweetheart. He looked back at me like, what? So anyway, we are honored and delighted to be able to share with you this hour of another level of understanding of forgiveness. And forgiveness not in the sense this culture teaches it, which is a Greek idea of pardoning substituted for forgiveness. When someone lets another off the hook or pardons someone and speaks of that as forgiveness, of course they leave their forgiveness work undone. The word forgive in the ancient Aramaic has nothing to do with me letting you off the hook because there's something painful happening inside of me. The word forgive is how I go inside myself and remove what never belonged. So we're here to put forward the understanding of that technology of exactly how to forgive, how to remove hostility, fear, grief, rage, and be restored to human life. And we have a really easy definition of a human life. Hold a newborn child, you know exactly what a human life is. And that's what we're here to transfer the understanding of that technology, which is ancient, ancient, ancient. It goes back over 2,000 years. And what happens when one engages in that technology is they're restored to their human lives, restored to that awesome active presence of love that we all started out as. And so our definition of a human life is hold a newborn child, you know exactly what it is. And so we're here to support you in the understanding and to share, develop, create a community of folks who really, truly engage in, understand that technology, and put it to work in their lives. So that's what we're here to support you in. We're delighted to have this opportunity to be with you. And Jeannie, do we have anyone in the chat room with a question? Or anyone with their hand up in the caller queue?
Nobody has their hand up, and there's no questions in the chat room. And I also do not see Dr. Tim or David yet. So we've got a few people listening, a couple people in the chat room. Starting out slow this morning. I do. David just popped on. So hello, David.
Hey there, good sir. How do you be?
I'm doing well, Michael. How are you all?
We're awesome. We're just actually getting out of Moline, Illinois, where Jeannie did her graduation yesterday, which was a pretty awesome event. So we're sitting in a restaurant where we could get wireless and getting ready to get on the road to head up to Michigan. So we're on the road again.
Good. Glad to hear it. Glad it went well.
So, David, what do you have to share with us? What can you share with us about your learning and understanding of this ancient technology of forgiveness?
Huh. I'm not sure. I mean, there's lots of information. There's lots of experiences and different things. And, as I've emphasized on several occasions, to me, the real key is about the involvement with other people and how they can be supported with it. So at this moment, there's nothing that comes to mind.
Okay, well, let's just see if we have any callers then. If anybody has any questions for us, anything to share, our call-in number is 646-200-4169. We would absolutely love to hear your sweet voice and hear your experience of the process of forgiveness. It's interesting to watch how it's expanding around the globe, wider and wider, and to see how many environments the ancient technology of forgiveness is being accepted in. We broadcast one day last week from a corporate office in Chicago where there's a group of folks who are looking at bringing this into the corporate world and taking that direction as part of the project of taking this to every mind, heart, and being on the planet. 3 weeks ago, we did a 9-day intensive in Florida, and we had 9 members at one corporation who were there who were making it their corporate ethic to live as human beings, to really truly live as love, and to support the processing of everything that's unlike love, which is the whole game we're about playing. And when we talk about processing, what we're talking about is developing the ability to hold to our human lives, to hold to this awesome presence of love that we are, when something less than love comes up in us or in others. We define the ability to process as the ability to do that. So that's what we're looking to support in the world, and we'd love to hear your questions, your thoughts. If you're interested in the technology, you can find the whole forgiveness process, total explanation, and several radio shows that you can download as MP3s and listen to. You just right-click on each of the MP3s, and there are 5 different ones that are a total radio show where we walk somebody through the whole forgiveness process. And that will give you the technology. If you go to whyagain.org, in the upper left-hand corner, there's a link that says Start Here, and that will give you the links to all of that information and a whole lot more. I mean, the website Jeannie developed, and we say appreciation to Suzanne and Daniel for the mechanical assistance in helping to get the website set up and the design and how awesome the new site is. And to Marie-Jose for assisting to get that project underway. And Jeannie, I think I heard your voice pop in.
Yes, we have a caller. It's area code 918. You're on the air. Who do we have and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Lady Jane calling.
Hey there, young lady. It's good to hear your voice. How are you doing?
Better, thank you very much. What I'm calling about, 2 things. One is I need to have your address. I send the money out today. It gets there in 4 or 5 days, so where will you be in 4 or 5 days? Do you want to give it on the air, or do you want to get for your tithe? Or do you want
to
email?
I'll email that.
Okay. That'll be good, and if you do it soon, I'm going to town in a couple of hours, and I can mail it, okay?
We'll do it.
All right. The other thing was,
awesome.
What about Sunday and the graduation?
It was absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
It was a very sweet space and just fabulous.
It was a very busy day, though. They had over 1,000 students walk.
Get out.
So,
wow.
So we the procession started at 10 o'clock, and it wasn't over till almost 1:30.
My
so
land, do you feel smarter?
It was definitely, but they were very organized. They had it set up beautifully. They had moved it into a huge center in Moline so that they had more space. And
okay.
They did it very nicely. And I spent Saturday on the campus and,
really?
And touring around, and so that was enjoyable too.
Well, the thing is, that's going to be the wave of the future, don't you think? It might be 2,000 people, and it just keeps on because it's such a convenient way.
Part of them were actually students that were on campus itself.
Okay.
Not all of them were online. So.
Okay. But that's becoming such a popular thing. Such a smart thing to do, I think.
Yeah, it makes it easy because, you know, the way we travel and everything, there's no way that I could attended a college. And But it's kind of self-taught because it's up to you to read the material and to submit the assignments on time, and it's a lot of essays. So I said,
you know, Kevin did that online
and
got his master's. You remember Kevin and got his master's degree, and he was cum laude also in both college and master's. But he was willing to do the work, the research and all that.
Yeah, that's what it takes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, congratulations. I'm happy for you.
Thank you, and
sure
I'm watching the email now.
Yeah, do you get to eat? He's eating. Do you get to eat, too?
We're both eating.
Okay. All right. Well, I just send my love to both of you. I didn't have a question. I just want to know where to mail my money. Oh, and also give my deal every month on tithing and having people tithe to you.
Reading my email.
No, he's just really creepy looking.
Michael, I think your computer is over-talking.
It's over-talking,
yes,
Michael.
And I'm trying to stop it, and it doesn't want to stop.
Then hit mute on your phone.
Okay, go ahead and talk to him while I get this to shut down.
Okay.
Well, I wanted to just use my normal tithing talk about how
people
don't think about tithing, you know, their percentage every month, but it keeps you prosperous at life always works. You're always able to do what you have to do. So I want to encourage people to find out where the tithe to you all, okay?
Awesome.
Well, we
appreciate
your support in that regard. Absolutely.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, you have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And for others who can, you can go on the website as well and click on donate and make a donation there, and it comes directly to us. So there's several ways of doing it. But Lady Jane, I'm typing the email now, so I will send you the address. Since it's someone else's personal address, we won't give it out over the line. But
all right, so here we are in Moline, Illinois. And here to support the understanding of this ancient Aramaic technology called forgiveness. And we appreciate every participant and your questions, your thoughts, your answers, your ideas as we move forward to take this to every mind, heart, and being on the planet. So thank you for joining us. And Jeannie, do we have a caller? Do we have anything happening in the chat room?
Nobody has their hand up, and there's no questions in the chat room, so I guess let's just talk about forgiveness.
Well, cool. Let's talk about forgiveness. So what does the word forgive mean? Well, we're taught in this culture that forgiveness has something to do with I let you off the hook for what's happening inside of me. And in order to continue that insane conversation that somebody else could possibly happen, cause something to happen inside of me, I end up getting stuck in this belief that somebody else is the cause of what's going on inside of me. And when I recognize that I'm stuck in an insane belief, you know, if I've been through a particular painful reality 87 different times with 42 different people, I get to recognize that I'm the only one that was there every time it happened to me. And as I realize that, then I get to wake up to, I'm behind what's going on inside my mind. what's going on inside my mind has nothing to do with anybody else but me. And as I recognize that, then I get to heal the part of me that pretends that it's all about everybody else. And in so doing, I get to heal. I get to engage in the awesome technology of forgiveness and realize that what I'm feeling is something that's happening inside of me, and that what's happening inside of me has to do with what's happening inside of me. It isn't about others. It's about me. And so as I forgive, I remove what never belonged. Literal removing hostility, grief, rage, pain, fear, trauma, drama, anything that is less than love. And so that's what we're here to support, is the understanding of that, and then actually engaging in that process. And if you are on the chat, in the chat room, you can simply, pardon me, you can simply register. If you're just a guest in the chat room, then they won't allow you to speak. You have to actually register. So it's a simple registration process. They'll send you an email, you click it, and it verifies that you are who you say you are, although you don't have to give an accurate name. That's kind of irrelevant. You need to give an accurate email address. And then you can actually ask questions. You can actually chat in the chat room rather than just listen or watch the chat as it goes on. So we'd love to hear your sweet voice. We'd love to have your questions. Call-in number 646-200-4169. Jeannie, what's happening?
Nothing.
Nothing. Well, where is everybody? Okay, you guys, come on. I know you've got a question. I know that if I just presented the Why Is This Happening to Me Again workshop and told you that forgiveness is about changing what's happening inside of you, it's not about letting other people off the hook, I know that as I walked off the stage, you'd come up to me and say, here are my questions.
We just had a hand go up. So area code 517, you're on the air. Who do we have and where are you calling from?
It's Rex from Lansing, Michigan.
Hey there, good sir. Welcome.
Well, Michael, you triggered my brain cells that said loneliness, and I didn't want to. I'm trying to rescue you from your loneliness. So I thought I would do that, and so that's why I'm chirping in, tongue in cheek, obviously. I wanted to acknowledge you and thank you again for participating in our meeting on Thursday. It was very powerful and very helpful, and so we had a great meeting on Friday. I know that you had, you know, I'd love to hear more about how your Mind Shifter group went Saturday. That was one of the things I was going to ask you about.
Well, we had an awesome breathing group. We had 22 breathers. And
well, that's awesome.
The energy was absolutely fabulous. We started about 8 in the morning and finished about 6:30. And just huge process, huge energy moving, and we had a blast. It was wonderful.
Wow, that's great. Boy, 22, that's a good number, huh? Excellent.
It is. It is. And the group in, as you tapped into last Sunday, the group there in Woodstock was fabulous. A lot of people who've been working with Dr. Tim, and so everybody's participation was just right on cue and monumental.
That's wonderful. The more the better. Excellent.
For sure. Well, you know, when you're going for every mind, heart, and being on the planet, every venue you can open it in and every person you take to, you know, it always amazes me. I had a guy call me a couple of weeks ago, and he'd gotten a hold of the book. And he had gotten the book from someone in Jordan in the Middle East. So it's always fun to see how things travel, how they move around and become available. And I would actually love to hear more about just kind of where things completed for you guys with the meeting. For those who are not aware of it, Rex was part of the meeting in Chicago of a corporation that's forming to bring this work to the next level of taking it to every mind, heart, and being on the planet. So tell us about it, Rex.
Well, it was very powerful. Mark is, I'm pretty sure Mark's on the program now as well. So if you wanted to include him in the conversation, you could invite him, and then he might, be unmuted as well, because we could both interact a little bit if you wanted to go in that direction. That would be a suggestion.
Okay. Are you with us, Mark? Is Mark there, Jeannie?
Well, I don't recognize him. Oh, okay, 630, is that Mark?
Yep, that's me. That's me. I'm here.
Hey, welcome, guys. Delight to have you on the
Mark.
Show.
Great to be here.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome. I guess in what we were doing was just presenting our ideas and the evolution of where we've come from, and Mark originated the vision. Well, I'd say Ruka originated the vision, and he received it, and then he and I have developed it a considerable amount over a period of time. I'm thinking 7 or 8 months, if I'm guessing right here. And then we felt prompted, both of us felt prompted to introduce it to my daughter, who is a specialist in communications and marketing and very much in demand in her field. And she's extremely excited and on board and a part of our company now. And also we have presented it to a part of the meeting was Michael and also Dr. Tim. And I would leave that up to Dr. Tim. Is he on the program today?
He's not on, not yet.
No,
on.
Dr. Tim told me he was locked up in another meeting today. So.
Yeah, but I would leave that up to him
gentlemen,
to talk about his part of it, his experience, obviously. But we're in the process of building a company that is designed to bring the principles of truth to the masses. And one of the ideas we'll be doing that is through corporate, and we've got other ideas as well that have been springing forth. And my experience, Mark, and I, anything you say, just chirp right in there, buddy. I have been very aware of noticing and being aware of processing deeper and deeper levels of clearing in me. So that my perception and experience of that is so that I can be ready, and then we can be ready as a group, to really bring these principles forth. And I know that's been a pretty intense acceleration in my own life, in my experience. Mark, did you have anything you'd like to share about our meetings or anything?
Yeah, actually, one of the things that we spent a lot of time on Friday doing is connecting with each other at a deeper level. Since Rex and I had spent a lot of time working and getting in rhythm with each other, introducing two new people into the mix of the conversation, then changes the conversation a bit. So a lot of it was kind of getting into deeper awareness of where each person's coming to, recognizing all the strengths and that are coming forth and new ideas coming forth. But also, similar to when Rex and I first got together, there was a lot of processing that was happening in the meeting. And so, for example, at one point, one of us, during the afternoon, was brought to a lot of emotion came up. And as I would expect an organization to operate in the future, and we were operating this way, we paused, encouraged the breath, and helped the individual work through that. And in them working through it, it brought up something for somebody else, and then they started working through it. And we all kind of, it was just really special to pause and say, here we are in a corporate environment and feeling completely safe and allowing our vulnerabilities to come forth in order to process and heal that, which then, by getting that out of the way, allows for the next level of insight to be brought forth. And in a traditional corporate environment, of course, someone wouldn't have that freedom to just process right there in a meeting, and they'd be stuffing it for later, potentially, or stuffing it for good because they just don't know how and don't have the tools to, you know, to go into it. So I thought that that was really the power that came out of the day on Friday versus taking the business leaps and bounds forward. It was taking, you know, going deeper and deeper within ourselves, which then allows wherever the business is going to unfold to unfold.
It's so true, Mark. I mean, that was my experience as well. And I know Mark and I shared quite a few glances back and forth with each other when we would hear ideas that were being shared, and they were being inspired in Tim and Brea, and just beautiful to hear them. And then I'd look at Mark, and he'd wink, or he'd kind of give me that look, and it was like, yep, that's something we already had been told, or it was in line with what we had been guided to work with, and to hear and feel the confirmation of truth. And the exciting part in the process is, as Mark was describing, letting go of this material. I call it the pain, the struggle, the fears, the limitations, and healing them and changing those realities. There's only one true divine mind, and it always speaks the truth. It always speaks the highest potential. And if I get myself out of the way as a little s, the personality part, if I get myself out of the way by healing and opening myself to that wholeness, then others will speak the same language. And that's what I noticed when we did process and opened that up and created a space for all of us to feel safe in that healing process. And it is amazing to work in a corporate environment like that. It's exciting. It's just pure enthusiasm in my experience. And along with it, I've noticed, and I shared this with Mark earlier today, that I've had some things come up from my past engagements in corporations that I'd worked as a general manager and a sales manager, vice president of sales, that I had some experiences in the world, and plus I saw some things that were from my dad's experiences and done some work on those as well, just from that meeting. So it's amazing when you, Michael, do your inner work, and then you come to the meeting, and Tim and Brea and myself and Mark do our inner work, and we come to the meeting, and Jeannie, you'll be coming in the future as well, I'm sure. And as we congregate, it's that idea that where two or more are gathered in by name, there I am present and in the midst of them. And that's kind of what I hear. And that's our company policy that we are sure about. And that is that we are moved and guided by Ruka, by the divine. And it will be a confirmation. And that's what I observed as well. It happened quite a few times.
It was really cool. About a month ago, 3 weeks ago, we did a 9-day intensive in Florida, and there's a corporate group down there that are basing their whole business on this work. And so we had 8 people in the intensive from one corporation, and it was so cool to just watch the understanding unfold between management and staff, and as each learned things about the other that they had no idea of, and to watch the compassion open in the space of, you know, where there had been corporate conflict and problems between individuals within the corporate environment and, you know, trying to accomplish goals, when people were able to be in a space of safety and to speak their truth, which is not always the truth, but their truth, and a safe space for that to happen in the presence of love, just the movement is monumental. Just, it's amazing. So it's pretty cool to watch it happen.
Wonderful. Well, Well, I'm excited. I can speak for Mark as well because he's shared this with me directly. But you can speak for yourself, Mark, on this one. I'm excited about what's happening as a result of our coming together. And one of the things that I've really reflected on very deeply since our gathering, Mark and I got together every day all week. We had a couple, well, at least one 12-hour day, and another day was it might have been close to that in preparation. And what I recognized is when we were all said and done and we finished our second day on Friday, there is such an excitement and energy that is being generated, that I'm generating inside me, that's triggering inside me, because I feel the vision coming to fruition. I mean, it's going to be a while as we unfold it, as it is unfolded to us. But I'm seeing more and more how Mark and I were guided, you know, let Brea know, tell Brea about it. We did, and she's excited, she's on board, and then, like I mentioned earlier, and then it's just the people are starting to set, they're just showing up, and the ideas and the experiences are showing up, and they're just becoming more and more evident. Michael, you are a very confirming point for all of us, I'm going to suggest, because you said you saw this vision, was it 45 years ago? Was that accurate?
That what it's been is been holding that space, and in fact, once we get settled somewhere, I'm going to dig out some of the early writing that I did in this regard, because I think it will help to complete and enlarge the vision into even more arenas that will open. You know, the whole process has always been to take it to every mind, heart, and being. Well, actually, initially when I made the commitment, it was every mind on the planet. And now, having understood on another level, it's every mind, heart, and being on the planet. And the number of venues that it goes into, you know, we've taken it into churches, we've taken it into prisons, we've taken it into businesses, corporations, we've taken it into children's prisons, we've taken it into kindergarten. You know, I mean, when Brea was probably 8, we took it into her school. So, you know, anywhere we're invited is where we'll take it, and it's nice to see folks who are joining the vision, gathering around it, and moving it to another level, because it takes a whole team to create this community of openness, of awareness, and just, you know, the simple idea of the restoration of human life is monumental. And I'm just delighted you guys are on the team rocking. Cool.
We are too.
Absolutely. Well, I'll go off the air here. I'm going to listen in, and I'll look for anyone else having anything to offer. I did have one question. I was going to ask Dr. Tim directly, but I just haven't gotten back with him yet. In our meeting on Friday, he had shared on a YouTube with a Stan Tenen. There was a YouTube version of him explaining the Aramaic letters and how they are three-dimensional and how they have a hologram.
Yes, it's awesome, isn't it?
Yes, but I couldn't find it. I looked for over an hour yesterday, and I was not able to find. I found a lot on the guy, beautiful stuff, and Mitz and I were really intrigued by much of what he was saying and many of his sharings. But I never was able to find where the way Dr. Tim explained it, the actual letters where they rotate them, and they have just a tremendous effect. I can't remember exactly what he said.
But Rex, I found that. I can send it to you.
That'd be great, Mark. Thanks.
It's under, if you do a YouTube search on Stan Tenen, I think it's Tenan.
Yep.
Then if you go down a few videos, there's one that's in four parts, part 1, 2, 3, and 4. That's the one that has the letters.
And that's probably the only one I didn't go into because I didn't figure it had four parts. So, all right, I'll open that. But, yeah, send it over to me to make sure I know what you're talking about.
Sure.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Michael. Thanks, Jeannie. Thanks, everyone.
Delighted. Blessings. And what for those who are new to the listening audience, what Rex is asking about there is that in the gathering on Thursday, we talked about this fellow named Stan Tenen, who is doing research on the Aramaic language and the structure of the language, and that the letters actually if you look at the atomic structure of the elements, the letters of the Aramaic alphabet are three-dimensional shadows of what that atomic structure rotating would look like. They're not just flat, you know. There's another level of understanding and energy that Stan has uncovered, and it's pretty awesome. And just ties into the power that this Aramaic language has and just how awesome it is in bringing us to new levels of awareness and new levels of understanding. It's so very powerful and very cool. So, Mark, do you have anything else to share with us before you head off? Well, maybe Mark has already headed off.
I just got unmuted. Just to echo, actually, there is one thought. I think that everybody who is doing this work, one of the things that I've done or I've realized as I've been doing it more and more, and it's showing up as we're starting this corporate thing, we start each meeting with connected breath and just, you know, really support the principles, is that this has become the priority in life, digging deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, and then everything else is kind of around it. And as inspiration arises, and then I've dug into it, it's sort of like instead of jumping forth and saying, oh, well, hey, here's a good idea, and just doing it, I'm resting with that idea and allowing it to ferment, if you will, and allow more and more layers of things to come up, and then suddenly a different inspiration comes up, building on it, making it stronger and stronger. And so, for example, a lot of the ideas that we've come up with are on their fourth, fifth, sixth iteration, and had I gone with the first one, I would have, A, missed a lot of healing over the months, and B, we would have gone to market with something that wouldn't be as effective as what we've come up with now. And so just to share some of the learnings that we've experienced as time has progressed. In traditional business, people might say, well, hey, you're moving really slowly. You know, get a move on. And it's like, well, yeah, had we gotten a move on, we would have slowed it down by maybe 20 years. And by just allowing these months to progress, I literally believe we've shaved 20 years off of taking this into the market in an accelerated way. So that's my final thought on that.
Cool, awesome point. And, you know, one of the things that we offer in the codependence, the interdependence workshop, is that there are several pseudo-solutions of the non-being mind. And one of the pseudo-solutions of the non-being mind is, if I could just figure this out. And so what most people try to do is sit around with their carbon-based memory, what they call their minds, and try to figure things out. And the more you apply, according to David Bohm, the more you apply that carbon-based memory mind to a problem, the bigger the problem gets, the more we complicate and make things insane. And when we let go of the need to figure it out, and we do our work around it, if a particular situation or circumstance brings up something of hostility, fear, something that's less than love, and we do our work around it, what happens is then we get taught directly by the source. And that teaching will always go 1,000 steps forward than any kind of figuring it out goes with our heads. So that, to me, would be the expression or the deeper understanding of that whole principle, is that when I can collapse the output of my body's mind, which is always giving me data from the past, I don't try to figure it out anymore. I open the space to be taught. And, you know, if you look at Rukka, that term, Rukka Dukkha, is a feminine elemental force in us. This is according to the Aramaic from 2,000 years ago. It's a feminine elemental force in us that undoes the effects of our errors and teaches us the truth. If we jump in with our heads too quickly, then we're saying to that force, excuse me, you're not welcome here, just get out of the way. I already got this figured out. I got this one handled. And when I can stop, cancel my goals, and process whatever I need to process and invite that force in. If I have errors, they're going to be undone. And then there's power in us that teaches us the truth. You know, people have said to me in the past, well, gee, Michael, you talk about that figuring it out thing, but look at this. Look what you figured out. It's like, no, I haven't figured any of this out. I've done my work and listened, and I've been taught. Haven't figured it out. My mind isn't genius enough to figure out what Yeshua understood. But creating the space and the willingness to be taught is awesome. And, you know, I think absolutely the most desirable result in the business world. How's that fit for you, Mark?
That's very well said. Perfect.
So that's where we want to go, is to bring the understanding that there is literally a power in us. There is an elemental force in us that when we connect to it, it produces the absolute most desirable result in the physical world, the mental world, the emotional world, the relationship world, the business world, the financial world. It's just there, and it's always available to us. And, you know, there's resistance in many centers in individuals when they first start it, and there's going to be resistance in the corporate world. I think the thing to understand is that we need to hang around with people long enough for them to build the brain cells to be able to go, oh, now I understand. Now I can go with this. Now I can move this forward. And there will be, I think that ultimately the environment we want to create in the corporate world is an understanding of the principle, and that will lead to a desire. There will be corporations climbing over each other to get to it. I want more. And to me, it's just like anyone who actually hangs around long enough to get the principle. And so, you know, one of the conversations we had last week is changing the language. Well, actually, this language is going to become very acceptable in the corporate world, as it does, you know, when we were sitting in the boardroom the other day. You know, the language was acceptable because we all had brain cells for it. Yeah, you take it to a place where they have no brain cells, and they go, what are you talking about? That sounds like old religious stuff. But once you get past that and you build the brain cells, it's just like, what else is there to talk about? What other language is there to use? So it's pretty cool. So anything else to share with us, Mark?
Nope, that's it.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you. We look forward to seeing and how it all unfolds and playing with you as it does. Have a blessed day. Lots of love. Okay, Jeannie.
Nobody has their hand up, but some of the conversation in the chat room kind of goes along with what you're saying in a little different venue. We're talking about truth, and everybody has their truth, which might not be true at all, and how we can set that aside and listen, be open to something different and the possibility of hearing the truth. And setting our own reality aside and listening doesn't mean we have to accept what the other person is saying, but if we don't set our reality aside long enough to hear it, then we may miss the truth by being so blocked up with our own reality. Do you have something you can add to that conversation?
No, I think you said it very well, sweetie. You know, when we love the output of our minds, and by definition, if I say to somebody, don't think about the color of your car, what happens? Brain cells fire that represent the color of your car. The only way brain cells can fire that represent the color of your car is that content was in your brain cell structure to begin with. That means, by definition, that content is from the past. The past will never present what is necessary in the present in the most effective way possible. And so when we can dampen and get carbon-based memory to shut up, all of a sudden, there's room for truth to show up. But if I'm attached to my words, my thought, my reality, and most people love their own realities far more than they want anything to do with the truth, when we get past that and open up to who we are, everything shifts, everything changes. And that's what we're here to do, is to support that happening. So that's a pretty cool process.
So, Jeannie, where are all of our callers today? We would love to hear.
I don't know. 646-200-4169. Press 1. That lets us know you want to talk. There's a bunch of people on the switchboard, so if somebody presses 1, you're next up. With no waiting in line. So your questions and your comments are somebody else's questions and comments. And when we address those, then that's helping everybody. And it makes it your show, like I said at the beginning. We're here to support you.
So
Michael,
if
you're talking, we can't hear you.
Okay, my mute button was on, excuse me. If you and I were sitting in a room getting ready to have a conversation about this work, what would your question be? If you push one, there's no waiting. You're first in line. And if you're nervous or, you know, it's like, oh, geez, my voice is a little shaky. I'm going to be on the radio. So what? Do a worksheet. Get past it. Get over it. And step into functioning as a true human being. Bring forward your thoughts, your questions, your answers, and whatever it is that that you'd like to understand, we're here to support that understanding. So we would love to have you join us by asking your question and bringing forward exactly what's here to bring forward for you. So if you push 1, and you're on the phone, and if you're on a station that we don't have in our control panel, and you want to call in and have a direct conversation, your cell number or the calling number is 646-200-4169. We would love to hear your voice. We'd love to hear your thoughts. And we're here to support you 100%. And bringing forward an understanding of this ancient Aramaic technology called forgiveness, and how to function out of the highest mind possible at every instant of your life. And so,
you have a hand up?
Oh, cool. Well, let's see what somebody's got to say. We're delighted.
Area code 765, you're on the air. Who do we have and where are you calling from?
Hi there, this is Sunny from Indiana. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Welcome, Sunny.
Hey. Well, Michael, I want to thank you for Friday. That was a little different. Didn't hear what I thought I said thing. And that's what happened, was exactly what I needed to hear, I guess. I went through probably 12 worksheets or so, and within the confines of the first 7, I arrived at acceptance issues in the Hydra, narrowing down the Hydra, and I just really, really want to thank you. I'm just at the point now where it is, you brought me back to the truth, and like all of what I thought was lost is still fully intact, and it's beautiful, and it's a huge celebration for me. I think patience would be the next stack of worksheets for me. Where might I really go with that? Because I arrive at just different aspects of that. It's like it's so much easier to do worksheets on maybe issues with other folks or circumstances, but when we start getting on to doing the worksheets with feelings, that might be where I get a little bit over philosophical with myself or something. I'm not sure what it is I do there.
Sunny, what I would offer, excuse me, it's what I call backing into a worksheet. So just take like a whole bunch of worksheets and in the space where it says feelings, just hit C, I think, put patience in there or impatience or whatever. And then back into it, find a situation when you were impatient and what was the thought behind it. Or, you know, so you can kind of do it that way, too. Instead of putting the feeling up in number 1A, you can go ahead and put it down there where the feelings are. and then back into it by finding a time when that feeling was up or when, you know, it wasn't to the exact level that you wanted it to be. But my first thought is, my mother always used to say, don't pray for patience, because scriptures say that tribulation gives you patience. So you may be asking for more than you want.
Exactly. Thank you. And that's where you kind of become the tail wagging the dog if you're not careful. But, and a lot of what I'm deeming as maybe, you know, it's excitement, too. And it's just resting in all of this. I guess I will just carry on at this point. And I think maybe I've been kind of backing into the worksheet and not realizing that's what I was doing and getting a little bit caught up in it. So, yeah, it's just the peace is so much more restored, and I thank you both greatly. It's just resting and waiting or what have you on the fruitful aspects of being. That's just where I really am hoping to be very quickly.
Well, we acknowledge your willingness to do your work. You've struggled with some pretty heavy-duty issues, and I hear in your voice and in your words that, you know, you're moving to the other side of it, to the next level. And so that's pretty cool. That's pretty awesome.
And I guess it's just so all of the tools, when you say all of the above, each other, all of the other students who I have been blessed to meet and encounter, and the authors of the world, everything comes finally full circle with you, Michael, and Jeannie, with this work. Thank you for making this your life. For everyone else's lives. I am going to be doing my first seminar next Tuesday with the abridgment of Dr. Reams' work, which I'm very excited to share with you. Looking at my daughter's schedule, I'm still really praying that I can be in attendance in Lansing. I think it's very important. There's a lot of folks here that are just coming forth and touching them with the physiological aspects and opening them up. I'd love to have you see this format, Michael, and I don't know if it's something that I could maybe offer to make Heartland more possible for me this summer and perhaps my daughter. But I'm implementing a lot of this more comfortably and more freely, and the acceptance issues that came about over this weekend. This is so freeing to finally live my life. I can't tell you what it.
Are you breathing? Are you breathing?
I am. Conscious of the story, but I'll tell you, this radio show, truly, to be free to be who we are, and to know these truths and be able to share them and not be concerned with the acceptance of others in and around us. They'll come when they're supposed to come, you know. But just having the joy and the freedom to converse with like-minded others and really live has finally come for me through this radio show. And, you know, that time when in life, I'm sure you have told your story, Michael, of a full release and just really not worrying about the things of the world and just letting go and being willing to give up everything. And I've done that voluntarily before. And the beauty of these past months of sharing with all of you has just been happening. It is the releasing, the letting go, this whole experiential, and just realizing that I am safe and that everything is provided. That's just a money thing right now. And my path is bringing me to the realization that this serves anyone in your struggle to keep doing what you do and not feel fulfilled or happy. That's where do your worksheets on that and hold faith in your heart. Because
all right, we got it.
It is time for me
to do my work. That's where we're going.
time to do my life's work. And
all right. Well, you've got our support.
I thank you very much. This is...
All right. Blessings. Have a good one.
Beautiful gift. Thank you.
Okay. Delighted. Glad to be on the team. Blessings.
Well, we had a caller, 561, and you just hung up. So if you would dial back in, we've got about 4 minutes. We've got time. We can take your call.
So 561, we'd love to hear your sweet voice. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. And we'd love to hear what you have to say. And we're down to about 4 minutes. And so while we're waiting to see if that 561 caller calls back in, we are going to be in 2 weeks. We'll be in Lansing, Michigan. If you go to our website, whyagain.org, you'll see a link to schedules. And there's a whole week of workshops scheduled in Lansing. Looking forward to getting down there and spending some time with Rex. We'll be at Unity of Lansing. Not this coming Sunday, but the following Sunday. And we'll be there Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday with free workshops. And then Saturday, we'll do Mind Shifters and Still Point Breathing. So we invite you to come and join us and be part of the team, be part of the process. And beyond that, we're working on a few other things, but we really don't have anything else scheduled until we begin our summer season at Heartland. And July, we'll start with a 10-day Food Fund Forgiveness and Work Project. It's kind of an economy program for people who want to come and do time at Heartland. We've got 10 days where we do work projects on the day, during the day on the property to get it ready for the summer season. And then the evenings, we'll do workshops, and Ari will be there, and we'll be doing some awesome food things. Those who were there last year just had a blast with what was happening. And so we'll be delighted to have you share with us and join us. Once we finish that 10-day, I think we've got a day or 2 days off, and then we start with a 9-day, why is this happening to me again? And then we're going to do a 9-day teacher training. By the way, we had a special where you could register for an intensive and get a full set of 15 DVDs. So a set of 15 DVDs is $600 at normal price. And if you register for an intensive, and we're actually going to be offering this at the, although it's expired, we're going to offer it to the folks who are at Lansing, Michigan Unity. So anybody who registers that week, and we're going to open that up to those who are on the show. So anybody who's on the show that would like to do an intensive, a 9-day, why is this happening to me again, is $15.75 for everything, food, accommodations, workshop materials, everything, totally included. You don't need anything else. Bring your toothbrush, your towel, and your sheets, and, you know, your sunglasses, and we're on go. So you can just... tap into the schedule on the website, and if you decide you want to pick up and do one of those intensives up until we complete in Lansing, we'll be offering on the radio show that you can have the same or the expired offer of 15 free DVDs. And we encourage people to start to use those DVDs as instantly as they can when they get them. And the more time they spend with them, the more brain cells they build, the better off they're going to be in bringing forward the deepest levels of work during the intensive. So we invite you to join us, and we're delighted that you're here to share with us today. We'd appreciate it if you'd bring a stranger to the show tomorrow. Pass the word on. We're moving this to every mind, heart, and being on the planet. And, you know, as things grow and expand, we're able to make it available to more people, and that's the plan. That's why this radio show is here. And so thank you for joining us today. Have the best year yet of your eternal life. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com.